Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. I'm David Wolf. Joining us on this segment is Randy Cohn. He's the founder of Ticket City, the website www.ticketcity.com. Randy founded Ticket City in 1990 and is one of the most well-known and successful entrepreneurs in the secondary ticket market. He continues to work to expand Ticket City's market share, focusing on acquisitions and putting together large ticket deals. The company, of course, is one of the top growth companies as rated by the Entrex PCI Private Company Index. Randy Cohn, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. Very excited to be a part of your show.
Thanks, Randy. So what events originally led to the formation of Ticket City?
You know, it was a game back when I was in school at the University of Texas. It was the Texas Longhorns were playing basketball against the Arkansas Razorbacks, and Arkansas was number one in the country. Texas was number three in the country, and I took my life savings, $1,200. I bought $206 tickets, and I figured the game would sell out. And I was wrong. The game did not sell out until the very last day. And that's when it sold out at the Frank Irwin Center. And people stood in line in front of me to get my seats that I bought for $6 a piece, and they paid $15 a piece from me. I made a hefty profit of $9 a ticket, you know, about $1,800. And I thought, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I can do this. This is fun. I love sports. You can make some money and love what you do. Do it well and keep on doing it.
That's beautiful. How did you get from this one event to founding a company? And when you got into it, was there something beyond just doing the business, something that drove you to be a little bit different than the other players in this market space?
You know, I had a marketing background, and you know, when I first started the company, sure, I was working my business out of the car and using one of the old Motorola phones that were bigger than my car. And, you know, slowly but surely, you know, we turned it into a company where you had slow, steady growth. You know, I followed certain principles, you know, that I learned from Vern Harnish, from the Rockefeller Habits, about the, you know, daily huddles and quarterly meetings and setting up the, you know, the culture of a company and setting up the core values of a company and your mission statements. And you know, I got everything in alignment. And the biggest deal that I ever did was getting a great management team together that are still with me today. The average tenure of my management team, they've been around, you know, 13 to 15 years each person. And they bought into the system, and they're having fun, and they're also loving what they're doing. I mean, come on, we get to help make people's dreams come true. We get to take care of events for World Cup soccer, for Olympics, for, you know, Super Bowls, for World Series, for U.S. Open tennis, for Masters. I mean, these are what we all work hard for, to go get to enjoy these kind of events that we all watch on TV all the time. And I get to actually be a part of them and actually live them.
Yeah, and it sounds like a whole lot of fun to do the business. How many employees do you have today? What's the structure of the company look like today?
You know, we're pretty lean and mean. We have about 40-plus employees. Our belt is so tight. We're going to be expanding. You know, we've been, you know, during the dot-com days, you know, we had 50 to 60 employees at one time.
Wow.
And then we realized you could do more with less. And now we're realizing if we're going to continue our growth, we have to, you know, not work people so hard, and we have to make sure people are, you know, getting their time to have balance.
For those of us who are not as close to this kind of business model, how does the model work? How exactly do you do what you do?
Well, like any business, it's not brain surgery. You know, when you're passionate about what you're doing and your sales team takes care of their clients, and, you know, you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, and, you know, if you tell someone your tickets are on the 50-yard line, they better be on the 50-yard line,
yeah.
You know, or don't tell them that. You know, just people like to know what's going on. They like to be, you know, told what's happening, when they're going to get their seats, when the event is, if there's changes and the dynamics, you know, because the event is being canceled for some reason, let's say a Hurricane Gustav. I mean, you just have to keep people aligned as to what's happening and give people what they ask for. And people keep coming back. We have an amazing, amazing clientele, and at the same time, we have a staff that takes care of that clientele.
Sure. Now, I guess also what I'm asking there is, how exactly, what are the mechanics of the business? In other words, you have clients. Who are typically your clients, and who are your customers?
Well, the great part of our business is, you know, that almost everyone can possibly be our customers.
Great.
You know, you could have Nike as all our customers for the Olympics because, you know, they're taking care of their sales force, their 100% team that's doing great sales, and they're enabling their team to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, businesses like Coca-Cola, businesses like Goldman Sachs. And then you can have individuals, just the fan, the regular Joe that wants to go to this week's Texas-Arkansas game coming up in a couple weeks. Or, you know, a Texas-Oklahoma game, or an Alabama-Auburn rivalry, or Florida-Florida State rivalry. I mean, the general fan does not have season tickets and only wants to go to one or two games a year. And that's where we have a value-added service where they can call us and go to one or two games a year without having to make a large donation to the university. And they can dial 1-800-SOLD-OUT, which is an easy number to remember, and get tickets from TicketCity.com, where you get the best of tickets for the best of times, America.
You are a marketing guy. I can hear it. Is it essentially an economy of scale where you're buying large sums of product and then reselling in smaller increments? Is that the basic idea?
You know, yes and no. I mean, you look at the event. I mean, the popularity of a U.S. Open tennis, and you get Nadal and Federer in the final. You know, we could have as much as we could possibly get our hands on, and it wouldn't be enough. It depends on the event, and every event is different.
All right, so it is an event-by-event scenario. You're dealing with the makers of an event, like the U.S. Open, and purchasing from them and then making those tickets available to other customers.
Well, one thing we did in our business years ago, instead of investing in the stock market, we invested in the ticket market. So, you know, college sports is the main dynamic with Ticket City.
Okay.
So we would own season tickets to most of the universities throughout the country. And that is the stock that we own. So now, as the popularity of college football has increased, we were already grandfathered in with these tickets and some of the better seats in the house. Same thing with NASCAR or NBA basketball or NFL football. You know, we took inventory positions many, many years ago, and that's, what people do. They like coming back to go to one or two games a year and sitting in the same seat.
We're visiting with Randy Cohn. He's the CEO and founder of TicketCity.com, the website www.TicketCity.com, just like it sounds. How are you approaching growth strategy? You've had, and by the way, congratulations for the extraordinary growth. We know about you from the PCI listing, but how are you approaching growth? You're doing some acquisitions. How does that work, and how do you integrate a new company or a new acquisition with your existing culture?
You know, I've done acquisitions before, and that's always fun. It's, you know, neat to buy other companies that have the same synergies as a Ticket City and being able to integrate things. That's what, you know, the entrepreneurial flair of, you know, being a chief energizing officer, CEO, is all about. But it's not just that. I mean, our growth has been, you know, internal. We've had the right people in right places, and we've grown the management team. As a matter of fact, I was looking to replace myself as a CEO for the last year and a half, and I realized, you know what, I had the right person for the job right in front of me, and I just promoted my VP of marketing into the COO position, and it took me a year and a half to figure that out. And he's now freeing up a lot of my responsibilities and doing a tremendous job of making a difference to bring Ticket City up to that next level. You know, if we ever want to become a, you know, $100 million company, you know, we have to do certain things. It's the life cycle of a business, and, you know, a lot of them are very similar, and we have to do the things to get our ducks in a row in order to become that that size of a company.
Randy, has the technology or the role technology plays changed since you've started?
Well, absolutely. We were very fortunate. We developed our own software program many, many years ago, which enabled us to be ahead of the system. We were one of the first companies to ever sell secondary tickets online. You know, we're big into search engine optimization. You know, we have to be a forerunner in our industry and a leader in our industry so we can stay ahead of the competition, because it's tough out there. You know, there are no freebies. You got to get out there every day and work to get paid.
Do most of your leads come from the internet, would you say?
There's a lot of different deals. You know, you got word of mouth still. Great marketing term. You know, people have heard about us, and, you know, friends tell friends who tell other friends, and all of a sudden, you know, call Ticket City, call Randy. And, you know, I've done a good job within Texas of being kind of the Kevin Bacon of the ticket world. And I'll give you an example. I was at a birthday party of mine a couple months back, and the mayor of Austin, Will Wynn, was at my birthday party. And he says, "Randy, I need to make a speech." So the mayor gets up in front of everybody, and he goes, "Randy, I've only done this two times since I've been mayor. One time I gave one to the Dalai Lama. The other time I gave one to Vicente Fox, president of Mexico. And Randy, you get the third. Here is a key to the city." And I kid you not, I'm looking at it right now. Big key to the city. I don't think it really works anywhere here in Austin, Texas. But wow. I've got a key to the city. And right. Then he looked at me, and he goes, "One more thing, though, Randy. I do need two Hannah Montana tickets." Everybody has an angle, and I'm still excited and proud to have a key to the city. And it's, you know, for doing the right things. It's for giving back. It's making a difference in your community.
A lot of humanness in your approach to how you run the business and how you deal with customers. It's a pleasure to hear about your growth and your success. Our guest has been Randy Cohen, the company TicketCity.com, the leading secondary market ticket seller. Congratulations on your extraordinary growth, and we wish you continued success with the growth of the company.
Fantastic. Thanks again for having me on. Love the PCI Index, and thanks for having me in the loop of love.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.